We're joined in the studio by Oscar Byrne once again for a rundown of what's been happening in the world of gigs in our Harbour City, what we've got to look forward to. It's, of course, the Monday Daily Gig Guide. How are you going, Oscar?
Good. I love that song.
Yeah?
Mick Jones features on that song too, of The Clash. Good to see he's still creating and doing his thing.
Still making music. Still nice to see that London's still calling in some sense.
I'm well.
Oh, that was so cool.
London's so
that was low-hanging fruit, wasn't it?
That was the bad thing in my deja vu.
What was? So what were you saying? You just
saying, you know, when you feel like you're in a situation, you're like, I've lived this before.
Which
or
was
I've
what?
Dreamt it. Sitting here messaging a specific person while you're sitting there with a beanie, I don't know how to articulate it. Deja vu is one of those things where you don't really know where you've... Something about the feeling of the situation.
Just neurons fire for
whatever it is. And then that horrible joke, I think, was like the
past you said you remember something bad happening in the dream that you've had in this situation.
That was it.
Very ominous, quite macabre to just throw into the room.
Yeah, no, I've had a good week of live music. Unfortunately, obviously, with the COVID restrictions, saw us return to seating at gigs. A few concerts had to be cancelled.
Yep.
But I was lucky enough to head to Canberra.
Cool.
To see my mate's band, Sesame Girl, at the Polish Club, which is the go-to venue in Canberra, and
that's
it's amazing,
cool.
You go to the bar, they've got 10 different Polish beers.
That's sick.
Man, it was so cool, and there's like a Polish restaurant next door.
Is there a Polish community there in sorts in the area?
Big Polish. Next door's the Croatian club as well.
Oh, that's cool,
I
man.
Had no idea, but you know, they've just started booking bands, and it was a great gig. Good to have a jump around. And,
I went to, there's like a Macedonian club or something near Newcastle, so I went and saw the Pinheads there once.
I remember you saying it was... Chaos.
It was chaos. They didn't realise what was going to happen. Speaking of the Pinheads, I was fortunate enough to see a couple of members of the Pinheads. One of the Gong's finest bands are in Shining Bird.
Correct.
We've spoken about Shining Bird before. We went to the same night,
different sessions.
Different sessions for a show about 6 or so months ago, which was cool. So I saw them, so that was one.
Brain Melters.
Yeah. Classic and Big White supported. Mm. It was a really good show. I saw the early session.
As part of the Oxford Art Factory's new...
That's it.
...series with Music New South Wales.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, that's actually our first show.
Oh, is that right?
This week.
Oh, wow.
This Wednesday, Andy Golage is playing with Noodle House.
Yep.
Two great acts.
Noodle House is sick. They're on Third Eye, your favourite record.
Yep, love
label.
Noodle House. Mm-hmm. They're coming off the back of just opening for Caitlin Harnett.
Nice.
So it seems like they're doing the country in a Western country.
Yeah, good.
Let a route that be. They'll be playing as part of the Oxford Art Factory's weekly live music series. As I said, presented with Create New South Wales and Music New South Wales. Andy Golage, the king of country and a Western himself, he was nice enough to tell us why he should come along. Should we have a listen?
Let's hear it.
Hey guys, it's Andy Golage here. The band and I are playing down at Oxford Arts Factory this Wednesday night. Make sure you come along. We have a great support act with us for these two shows, one at 6, one at 9. We have Noodle House supporting. They're a fantastic band. So if you're into rock and roll or dad rock or alt country or whatever you call it, be sure to come down. It's going to be a really great night.
Lovely. I'm sold. But no, that was Andy Golage. He'll be playing this Wednesday. Check it out. His shows are always a good time. You know yourself, Jared. You've seen him a few times.
Yeah, I have. I saw him not so long ago, just over a week ago, in fact, at the Royal
in Bondi.
Yeah, I was over there hanging with a couple of friends. Saw it on Instagram, and we thought, oh, geez, we'd go at Cheeky Beer. So we went up there. One of our mate's sister and her friend was already at the pub, so made the decision easy enough. To stroll up there and have a couple.
Yeah, nice one. I wanted to, because he was playing at the Royal, play at the Royal.
Well, you're a former Eastern Suburbs boy.
Yeah, Bondi.
Yeah.
With Ruben Neeson and Salaryman as well, I think. It was a cool lineup, but it got cancelled because it was the day of the restrictions.
Ah, bummer.
I'll have to check it out, though. That's obviously this Wednesday at the Oxford Art Factory with Noodle House. We'll put links to the tickets on our 2SER Gig Guide archives.
Fantastic.
Next up, another rendition of the Lansdowne's Graveyard Sessions.
Great, always a good time.
It's free, kicking off at 11 p.m. Taking the stage will be Megafauna.
Yeah, Megafauna are cool.
Sick.
Spin them a fair bit.
We do.
On 2SER.
On 2SER, yeah, they get a good spin. Female three-person size... That doesn't make sense. Female three-person size five-piece from Sydney. What was I thinking when I wrote that?
Oh, no, it's one of the classics. Yeah. It's what was it? Three-person, mega-sized, five-person feedback from Sydney.
Three-person-sized, five-piece from Sydney. Cool. But no, I love the way they describe their music. Sparkly freak rock that celebrates Australian landscapes. Freakly sparkle rock.
I think they've hit the nail on the head.
I'm sold, yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, we've heard their single a few times, Jacaranda.
Yes.
On tour. Yeah, that is a belter. Also playing on the night, A Kid in Heel. Those guys are great, Jared. They serve up the best in clanky but hard-hitting indie dance music.
Get your dancing shoes on, limber up.
Yeah, equal parts floor filler and heartbreaker. Expect lots of synths.
Nice.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun night.
That sounds a fun night, yeah, absolutely.
Taking you through to the Saturday 24-hour party. You've probably seen this advertised on social media.
Yeah.
To celebrate the return of dancehalls, and obviously we need to keep in consideration the new restrictions.
Yeah, subject to.
They haven't made an announcement as to how they're going to kind of overcome these barriers, but I'm sure they will. 11 venues are taking part, 24-hour party, 17 stages, Newtown, King's Cross, all the way out to Parramatta, the Marley, the Bank, Goros, the Sheaf, the Albion and Parramatta, Bangaroo House, the Urco, Public House, the Sackville, just to name a few.
The Sackville.
It's a classic. All these venues are taking part and it'll be over a 24-hour period. You can catch Megafauna. They'll also be playing.
Wow, busy.
Busy. Dead Witch, they're a really cool group.
Yeah.
Hayley Mary, love her.
Oh,
she's queen.
The best dressed woman in rock and roll as
I
well.
I agree,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Yep.
Just the whole look. And the Melodrones, another band we love, amongst an array of other great artists. So that would be worth checking out. And obviously we should mention everything is subject to the current.
Yep. But in any case, rules. Links in description.
You might see myself there and you might see Jared there too.
Yeah, I might make an attendance. Is that all we've got?
That's all we've got, yeah.
Not to say all.
No.
That was very insightful. Plenty of good content there. Oscar, thanks
Action
so much.
Packed.
Thanks so much for joining us once again. Enjoy those gigs.
Thanks, man.
And enjoy this as well. I know you're in the studio. You can, of course, hear it.